Welcome to the His Way Out Ministries radio broadcast with Pastor Philip Lee. We are dedicated to raising awareness, educating, and encouraging the body of Christ to minister to those who struggle with homosexuality. We believe restoration is available through a personal relationship with Jesus Christ and the healing power of the Holy Spirit. And now, here's Pastor Philip Lee.
Good morning, and once again, thanks so much for tuning in for the His Way Out Ministries broadcast. This morning, we're going to be turning our attention to a teaching I've titled, A Christian Response to Homosexuality. I'm sure you'd agree with me that whether we are mindful of it or not, all of life is a journey. We are all going somewhere. Many of us felt that we had no power in the outcome of that journey, but then Christ Jesus came into our lives as Redeemer, as Savior, and as our dearest and closest friend. For men and women struggling with unwanted same-sex attraction, too often there has been very little hope offered for changing the outcome. We are most definitely living in a time when American society, in particular, has all but abandoned a perspective given to us by the Bible of sexuality being confined to a heterosexual covenant, to the embracing of just about any form of consensual sexuality. And yet God has not been silent to the cries of individuals wanting freedom from both homosexual feelings and behavior. Many have experienced the transformation power of Christ Jesus to address the deep needs of both men and women trapped in the battle of same-sex attraction. Solid, tangible hope has been offered to and continues to be offered to those courageous enough to take the journey away from homosexuality. To my personal knowledge, I have never met a man or a woman that has journeyed out of the brokenness of same-sex attraction apart from a deep, personal, intimate relationship with Christ Jesus. Today, in the scheme of things, what accounts for the sexual shifts in our society? Today, it really does seem just about anything goes. There is no right, there is no wrong. And not only this, but personal morals are equated with civil and legal rights. In the 1960s, Sex Makes Free was a very familiar found graffiti. Sex was often viewed and hailed as a universal fix for loneliness and human emptiness. Today, sex is looked on more as a constitutionally guaranteed right, a right to fulfill one's biological drives however one sees fit, a right to dismiss, if not discard, a spouse for greener pastures, and a right to pursue any sexual orientation one desires. Sex is viewed as something that is morally neutral, with the fulfillment of sexual needs put on a level with fulfillment of other body needs like eating and sleeping. It's just merely another form for nurturing the body. However, in this current climate, I believe that the faithful Christian church is called by God to assert its biblical position that sexuality is God's good gift and that sexually chaste relationships are both possible and desirable and that sexual passion is designed to be expressed only between a man and a woman in the context of lifetime marriage. Ultimately, search the totality of Scripture, and you will not find even one positive statement about the practice of homosexuality in any form, nor to any degree. It never ceases to amaze me how often I find myself having lunch with friends at any number of gatherings where the conversation often turns to homosexuality. Often feeling unequipped on the subject as Christians, they want answers to questions ranging from, is it genetic? Does the Bible really condemn homosexual practice? How can I love Christ and my gay neighbor without compromising what I believe? Questions like these and many others are definitely on the minds and hearts of Christians everywhere due to the increased awareness of homosexuality in our society. Personally, I still believe the church remains God's vehicle to reach wounded, broken, hurting humanity. And when it comes to the brokenness of same-sex attraction, we the church cannot and we must not underestimate ourselves. We the church hold the only answer there is to the crisis of homosexuality and the many related issues we face today. I am completely convinced that God is asking His church to change by opening our hearts to the sexually broken. If we are bashing homosexuals, we do not love them as Jesus does. If we affirm the practice of homosexuality, we are not speaking the truth according to God's word. If we are not offering ministry to those with unwanted same-sex attraction, I would offer that we are not fulfilling the Great Commission. Pure, true, undefiled love seeks nothing higher than the welfare of all people. I am convinced that an appropriate question to pose is, do you and I follow only the red print in our Bibles, or are the teachings of Paul also to be included in the Bible's inspiration? 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 21 tells us very clearly, men spoke from God as they were carried along by the Holy Spirit. In other words, God spoke each and every word in the Bible, and man wrote it down. But today, the dividing line for some seems to be whether or not the Bible is inspired and without error in its original delivery to the prophets from God, or whether it is just a collection of myths and man-made opinions. Ultimately, where we have arrived is a crisis that we have been facing for some time and that we continue to face. This is Pastor Philip Lee with His Way Out Ministries. Join us on Saturdays at 7 a.m. for the His Way Out Ministries broadcast. At His Way Out Ministries, we believe men and women impacted by the brokenness of same-sex attraction can be restored through a personal relationship with Jesus Christ and the healing power of the Holy Spirit. Our intent is to extend compassionate Christian ministry for such persons. His Way Out Ministry services include care groups, workshops and seminars, educational resources, and biblical discipleship. For more information about His Way Out Ministries, please call 661-432-7856 or visit hiswayout.com. Join us on Saturdays at 7 a.m. for the His Way Out Ministries broadcast. The critical issue we face is the Lordship of Christ and the authority of Scripture. Once again, search the totality of Scripture, and you will not find even one positive statement about homosexual practice. Each and every time it is mentioned, it is always, always mentioned, no exception, as a behavior, not just this behavior, not unlike many, many others, in which no man or woman is to practice. And as a footnote to what I just shared, we're hearing a lot today about the extension of grace, with some seeing tolerance and grace as the same. I would submit they are not the same. Let's consider, with Jesus as our perfect role model, Jesus confronted people all the time. Now, there is a right way and a wrong way for confrontation to take place. When Jesus confronted any person, He always did so with an equal balance of both truth and grace. I hope we never forget that truth is, and truth matters greatly to God. I would also offer, truthless grace accomplishes nothing. Therefore, as a faithful follower of Christ Jesus, when you and I have a feeling, when we have an opinion, or a theory that contradicts Scripture, it should be rejected. It's very, very clear from Genesis chapter 1 and Genesis chapter 2, which I often once again refer to as God's blueprint for human sexuality, that God created both sexes as complements and counterparts to each other. They were created in such a way as to cleave together, both physically and spiritually, and that they were to live in a heterosexual, monogamous relationship. Since it was not good for the man to be alone, God created a suitable helper for the man, a woman. She was created from the man and then returned to him as the perfect complement. The married union of a man and a woman offers spiritual, psychological, and physical completion with the potential for creating new life. Therefore, let's be very, very clear. For all truthful, faithful followers of Christ, there are only two acceptable, two appointed options in God's eyes with regard to sexual expression. One, a man and a woman, the two becoming one, remaining faithful to one another as a marriage vow state till death do we part, that's option one. Option two really revolves around a question. The question being, are you single? If the answer is yes, you are not to be sexually active, period. Bears the question, I believe. Why would a Heavenly Father who loves us tell us to stay away from something or not to do something? Ideally, because His purpose is to protect each and every one of us from unseen danger. I firmly believe God wants us to believe once again that He is perfect, that He loves us, and that His instructions and commands are meant for our good, ultimately to keep us from destroying His purpose, plan, and will for our lives. So what does the Bible have to say about homosexuality? Is all homosexual behavior forbidden, or just promiscuous relationships without any love or commitment? As much as we might like, no amount of argument or justification will ever change God's standard. A clear choice must be made. A person must examine their own hearts and ask, will I obey God's word or seek to reinterpret it in order to fulfill my personal sexual desires? Today, when anyone claims that homosexuality is God's gift to the church and to society, I do believe, once again, that confrontation is appropriate. Once again, bearing in mind that there is a right way and a wrong way for that to be accomplished, because we are not ultimately talking about an issue. We are talking about people. People whom God loves and people for whom Jesus died. In terms of the church's integrity is compromised when those professing to be Christians misrepresent Christianity. When people claiming to follow Christ misrepresent Him through immorality, then yes, Christians do need to speak up and present truth. Therefore, let me state one more time, truth is, and truth matters greatly to God. If those practicing homosexuality are comfortable with their behavior, that is one matter. However, when they say it is done with the blessings of Christianity, the church should insist, as the Apostle Paul did in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 19, which shares with us very clearly, the Lord knows them that are His, and let everyone that names the name of Christ depart from iniquity. I offered a moment ago that we, the church, we cannot and we must not underestimate ourselves. It's a fact, I do believe with all my heart, that the church holds the only answer there is to this very difficult time and issue that we have faced and we continue to face. Therefore, how should we, the church, respond to homosexuality?
This is Pastor Philip Lee with His Way Out Ministries. Join us on Saturdays at 7 a.m. for the His Way Out Ministries broadcast. How should we, the church, respond to homosexuality? At His Way Out Ministries, we strive to offer a balance of both truth and grace. We believe the mandate of the church is to be God's expression of both His heart and mind towards homosexual people and homosexuality itself. We share, there is a God who loves you, and you can be reconciled to Him. Can we help? Absolutely. Freedom from homosexuality is possible through the unconditional love and grace of Jesus Christ. Find out more at hiswayout.com. Join us on Saturdays at 7 a.m. for the His Way Out Ministries broadcast. For some churches, the homophobic attitudes of the past have led many congregations to directly or indirectly reject the homosexual for the sake of maintaining God's righteous stand. However, some churches claim an enlightened understanding of homosexuality, and discarding traditional teaching have opened the church to unrepentant homosexuals. Seeing them as born gay, they reach out with compassion, but sacrifice righteousness in the process. There is a third response. Through the atonement of Jesus Christ and the sanctifying work of the Holy Spirit, God has, He is, and He will continue to deliver men and women free from the brokenness, from the snare of homosexuality. Why? Because Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8. The prophet Isaiah and the apostle Paul both warn of the days to come in which evil would be paraded as good and good as evil. The day has come. The day has arrived. The ethical ideals of our society have become so warped that moral vice is openly defended against virtue. Personally, I remain convinced that given everything that has transpired regarding homosexuality and the many related issues, and certainly everything that continues to unfold given this present crisis of truth we the church face, we the church must refuse to be pressured by it all. We must not allow a minority, or really even a majority, to dictate to us, the church, what our standards will be. Our standards, as faithful followers of Christ Jesus, must come from a higher authority. Ultimately, the real menace of society is not those who oppose immorality, but those who promote it. Clearly, things have gone much, much too far. While we must not take the law into our own hands, we can, we will, and we must refuse to allow immorality to become acceptable. And I want to be very, very clear in sharing. This is not gay bashing. This is once again our being committed to a higher authority. And I also believe that this is but one responsibility of holiness. That said, it is imperative the church reach out in love and compassion with a message of forgiveness and the extension of grace to those who sin sexually, be it premarital, extramarital, or homosexual activity, or the lust for such activity. Those involved in sexual sin could very well be our brothers and sisters, our sons and our daughters, and they need the help of the church to know and to follow God's plan for bringing their sexuality under the Lordship of Jesus Christ. Let's remember, when you and I call ourselves a Christian, we are, or we should be qualifying and clearly stating, that we are faithful followers of Christ Jesus and all of His teachings. Meaning, you and I, as a Christian, we embrace the totality of Scripture or not at all. We do not have the luxury of randomly selecting portions of Scripture and possibly rejecting or discarding the rest. Today, I believe all faithful followers of Christ have to face this ultimate and final question. Do I accept the Bible as the Word of God, as the sole authority in all matters of faith and practice, or do I not? Do I accept Scripture as a revelation from God, or do I trust to speculation, human knowledge, human learning, human understanding, possibly even human reasons? Well, let me put it yet still more simply. Do I pin my faith to and subject all my thinking to what I read in the Bible. Jesus says in Matthew chapter 7, verses 13 and 14, "Enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leads to destruction. And there are many who go in by it, because narrow is the gate, and difficult is the way which leads to life, and there are few who find it." At His Way Out Ministries, we are seeing, all too often, the tragic results of veering away from the authority of God's Word. Personally, I'm afraid too much of the church has become the church the Apostle Paul foresaw when he warned of a time to come. Listen to 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 3 and 4. "They will not endure sound doctrine, but according to their own desire, because they have itchy ears, they will heap up for themselves teachers, and they will turn their ears away from the truth and be turned aside to fables." Clearly, what we have witnessed and what continues to unfold is a separation of those who are willing to conform their lives to the gospel of Jesus Christ, while on the other side are those who have created a gospel that conforms to their lives, otherwise known today as pro-gay theology.
This is Pastor Philip Lee with His Way Out Ministries. Join us on Saturdays at 7 a.m. for the His Way Out Ministries broadcast. I, like many other men and women, once bought into the notion, once gay, always gay. After exhausting everything this world had to offer and everything that gay seemingly had to offer, I surrendered my life to Christ Jesus on October 5th, 1985, and everything in life changed. Freedom from the gay identity is indeed possible through a genuine, deep, personal, intimate relationship with Jesus Christ. I would like to share with you the life-changing message, truth, and power of God's Word, which freed me from homosexuality. For more information, please visit HisWayOut.com. Join us on Saturdays at 7 a.m. for the His Way Out Ministries broadcast.
Speaking as an individual who spent 17 years in the considerable gay communities of Los Angeles, San Francisco, and New York City, I remain greatly concerned regarding the many inaccuracies being offered and reported endeavoring to promote the gay is good notion and the civil rights of gay men and women. The truth about homosexual practice must be spoken, and it must be spoken in love, that is, with compassion, understanding, and also embracing, that embracing truth can often be unpleasant and not always a soothing balm. I would submit that what matters morally, psychologically, and physically must be determined on the basis of our best understanding about ultimately what constitutes human well-being. Therefore, the facts and truth with regard to homosexual practice depends really on our facing reality honestly, compassionately, and courageously. I hope, I will continue to pray, we will all put the Word of God in its proper place. The 138th Psalm says, "I will praise your name for your loving kindness and your truth, for you have magnified your word above your name." Obviously, God thinks highly of his name, but clearly he has magnified his word even above his name, and so should we all. Once again, truth is, and truth matters greatly to God, and I would submit that truthless grace accomplishes nothing. Our present crisis of truth, once again, fully rests upon the authority of Scripture and the Lordship of Christ. And that's why at His Way Out Ministries, we continue to offer a variety of ministry services, such as biblical discipleship, which is available in person, by phone, or email, a variety of care groups, with the care groups there to offer encouragement and support for those desiring freedom from homosexuality, as well as care groups for family members and spouses and friends of those who struggle with the brokenness of same-sex attraction. We continue to offer a variety of workshops and seminars, which are all designed and tailored to educate and equip the church with biblical truths about homosexuality, identify the root causes, and always, always encourage a Christian response. We offer a wealth of educational resources. Our website, our monthly newsletter, our Vimeo channel, and a variety of educational booklets are available to help you understand the complexities of homosexuality and related issues. All of the ministry services of His Way Out, many, many educational videos, testimonies are all available at our website, HisWayOut.com. Please, I encourage you to visit our website. Please feel free to download any of the material, including the videos, because once again, the endeavor of His Way Out Ministries is to equip, encourage, and educate the body of Christ around the world to be more effective in reaching those with the unwanted brokenness of same-sex attraction.
This is Pastor Philip Lee with His Way Out Ministries. Join us on Saturdays at 7 a.m. for the His Way Out Ministries broadcast. Today, with the increasing acceptance of homosexuality, many Christian families are frequently finding themselves caught in the crossfire of sounding too harsh or too accommodating. How do they effectively reach out to their loved one without compromising what the Bible says about homosexual practice? At His Way Out Ministries, we offer them the same grace, understanding, and love that Christ offered us. His Way Out Ministries offers biblical guidance, encouragement, and support to help families face and deal with homosexual issues in the family. For more information, please contact His Way Out Ministries at 661-432-7856 or visit HisWayOut.com. Join us on Saturdays at 7 a.m. for the His Way Out Ministries broadcast.
Again, thanks so much for joining me this morning. We've turned our attention to a topic this morning I've titled A Christian Response to Homosexuality. In closing, I would like to once again encourage everyone listening. We, the body of Christ, hold the only answer there is to the crisis that we have faced and we continue to face. The church remains God's vehicle to reach those struggling with the unwanted brokenness of same-sex attraction. And I believe we would see more men and women set free from the brokenness of same-sex attraction if they would stop being told what they want to hear instead of what they need to know. The answer for any form of brokenness, including the brokenness of same-sex attraction, is a deep, genuine, personal, intimate relationship with Jesus Christ. Our Lord richly bless and keep you. Again, thanks so much for tuning in. God bless you.
His Way Out is based on our concern regarding the issue of homosexuality, and we seek to minister to those within the church and the community at large with the truth of Scripture, the power of our testimony, and the dialogue of issues. For more information, contact His Way Out Ministries, 1830 Truxton Avenue, Suite 102 in Bakersfield, California, 93301, or find them on the web, hiswayout.com, or call 661-432-7856. And join us again next time for His Way Out with Pastor Philip Lee.